You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Soriano.
Let go and let God, always let Him lead. Whatever faces us, He is all we need. Let go and let God show us the way and road. Unburden our load, let go and let God.
Hi, this is Art Soriano, and welcome to this episode of Let Go and Let God. I hope you enjoyed your week, and I really hope you made the time to pray to Jesus. You see, prayer is our opportunity to ask for help with all our needs, because when we pray, we are talking directly to Jesus. Through prayer, we get to tell Jesus anything that's on our minds, and we can share our most private thoughts. Through prayer, we learn how to let go and let God, and when we do, we're able to give the Lord all our problems and worries and let Him handle them, allowing us to live our lives in peace and contentment without stress, fear, or anxiety. You know, years ago, I had very little faith. I hardly went to church and I didn't pray. Well, as a result, I had no relationship with the Lord. But luckily for me, in 2010, through a series of events in my life, no doubt orchestrated by the Lord, I found Jesus. And to this day, my faith is stronger than ever. So if you're struggling with your faith, have doubts, or lack faith, please keep listening, because together we'll get you to a better place. On our last show, our topic was why church matters. And regardless of how we may feel about going to church, it's something we as Christians must do because it's one of the laws of our God. The good news is that there are always many churches available to us to choose from. All we really need to do is try different ones until we find the church that's right for us. On today's show, we will talk about another one of the laws of our God. Today's topic is why we must forgive. When Jesus walked the earth and preached, He spoke about love, the need to love our God, love one another, and to love ourselves. Next, He spoke about forgiveness. Forgiveness is a vital part of our Christian faith. Unfortunately, many of us hold grudges against others who may have harmed us in some way. We hear things said like, "I'll never forgive that person for what they did," or "hell will freeze before I forgive so-and-so." Some people take those grievances to their grave. That is not the Christian way. But let me be clear. There is a distinct difference between forgiving someone and taking that person back into our lives. Someone we trusted implicitly stole large sums of money from us without us knowing anything about it until finally, when the numbers didn't add up, they were caught. We're angry, hurt, and demanding repayment, or are ready to press charges. We have every reason to feel that way. Yet, as Christians, we still need to forgive them. No, we don't let them handle our money again, and we are still entitled to repayment, but we can show compassion, and if they don't have the money, give them time to repay. And if we can afford to reduce or eliminate the debt, as a Christian, we should. However, we are still well within our right to distance ourselves from them and no longer have them in our lives. You see, the reason forgiveness is so important is because we ourselves want the Lord to forgive us for our transgressions. And that will only happen when we are willing and able to forgive those who transgress against us. When we forgive, it doesn't mean the person is going to get away with what they did, because they will still have to face the one and only judge, our God, on their judgment day. But here on earth, we as Christians are obligated to forgive everyone and leave the rest up to the Lord. In the Bible it says, Matthew chapter 6, verse 15, "But if you do not forgive others their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses." This Bible verse could not be clearer, for it supports everything I just said. We need to forgive others, and when we do, the Lord will forgive us. understanding the importance of forgiveness is another part of living life as a Christian. Our topic today is why we must forgive. Forgiveness is a conscious, deliberate decision that we make to let go of ill feelings, hatred, resentment, or any negative feelings we hold against someone. I will be honest and say there are times when that's not easy, especially if someone did something extremely harmful or hurtful to us. I get that. But the laws and commands of our God are clear, which means that we must find it within ourselves to let those ill feelings go away and to forgive the person. As I said before, it doesn't mean we must let the person back into our lives and act as if nothing has happened. We're free to give them a second chance if we choose to, but there is no law of our God that demands that. We simply need to forgive them and then move on any way we choose. If we want the Lord's blessings and His forgiveness for our transgressions, then that is why we must forgive. The first song I'm going to play today shares a meaningful message. The song is called "You Changed My Life." As I have spoken about on the show prior to 2010, I was a man with very little faith, but I found Jesus. But when I didn't go through an awakening overnight. No, it took considerable time for me to understand and accept what was happening. During that time, I dealt with doubts, confusion, and lots of uncertainty. This song shares much of what took place in my life during that time, with both the verses and the chorus describing how the Lord truly changed my life. Please listen now to my song, "You Changed My Life."
changed my life.
Art will be right back.
Attention small business owners, if you want to grow your business, gain more referrals, or increase your profits, contact Fresh Media Works today. They utilize the latest technology to generate sales quickly and easily. With Fresh Media Works' groundbreaking marketing plan, you can increase your business by 10%, 20%, or more. Don't wait. Improve your sales and profits now. Just call Fresh Media Works at 713-269-4620, 713-269-4620, or visit freshmediaworks.com. Today our topic is why we must forgive. As I said earlier, there are times when forgiving someone may not be easy, especially if we've been severely harmed or hurt in some way. But as Christians, we're still obligated to get rid of the ill feelings we have toward the person and forgive them. But when we find it hard to do, there is a simple solution. Pray. Pray to Jesus and open up to Him about how we're finding it hard to forgive the person. Talk to Jesus through prayer and share our most intimate thoughts, such as why we feel the way we do, why we're finding it hard to let go of the pain and the hurt, and what is holding us back from offering forgiveness. When we do, two things will happen. First, as we share with Jesus our feelings and our thoughts, we will almost automatically feel the huge burden we are carrying lifted. And when that happens, we will easily find it within ourselves to grant the person our forgiveness. And as I mentioned earlier, this does not mean in any way that we're obligated to allow the person back in our lives, but only if we choose to do so. And if we do, then pray to Jesus on that as well and ask for His strength, support, and guidance so that we do not find ourselves in the same situation with that person harming or hurting us again. If we are really struggling with forgiving someone, use prayer and pray on it often, asking Jesus to help. Remember, the Lord works on His timeline, so keep praying on it. Plus, when we pray about something frequently and consistently, we're showing Jesus how sincere we are about what we are asking Him for. Also, we can pray for someone to forgive us for something we may have done that hurt or harmed someone else. Open up to Jesus about what we have done, let Him know how sorry we are, and ask for His forgiveness. Then ask Him to help the person we harmed or hurt in some way to open their eyes and grant us forgiveness. Pray to Jesus and ask for His guidance on what we can do to help the person understand how sorry we are and to help them forgive us. And lastly, we can pray to Jesus, asking Him to intervene and lead someone we know to forgive someone in their lives that they are refusing to forgive. As Christians, we have to understand why we must forgive and be ready to seek out Jesus through prayer whenever we are finding it hard to do so. So as we go through our week, pray to Jesus at least once a day, and when we need His help for us to forgive, for someone to forgive us, or to help someone we know forgive someone else, use prayer and let Jesus do the rest. Understanding how beneficial prayer can be is another step in living life as a Christian. The next song I'm going to play is a fun and jazzy song called Water into Wine. We should all know the story about the wedding at Cana, where Jesus and His mother were guests. The banquet facility ran out of wine, and Jesus' mother, Mary, persuaded Jesus to help. He was reluctant because he felt it was not yet time for him to begin his ministry, but Jesus could not refuse his mother and successfully performed his first miracle of converting water into wine. Please listen now to my song and hear the whole story about the wedding at Cana with the song Water into Wine.
Having fun.
Art will be right back.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Suriano. If you would like to learn more about Art, email him your questions, or listen to the music you are hearing on these shows, just log on to letgoandletgod.net or find him on Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, iHeart, or Apple. You can also listen to the podcast version of all the shows wherever you get your podcasts, or log on to letgoandletgod.net.
According to the church calendar, today we celebrate the 17th Sunday in Ordinary Time. In today's gospel, we first hear Jesus teaching his disciples the Our Father, and then speaking in parables to get his point across, which he shares with them when he says, "Ask and you will receive, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks, the door will be opened." The message of the gospel is that we need to pray and be persistent with our prayers and patient for God our Father to answer them. I chose Psalm 25 for today, "Teach me your ways, O Lord." This psalm expresses a deep desire for divine guidance and a willingness to learn from God. In writing the music for this psalm, I used the ancient text supported by a modern melody and arranged with full orchestration. Please listen now to my version of Psalm 25, "Teach Me Your Ways, O Lord."
Teach me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your ways, O Lord.
Art will be right back.
Attention small business owners. If you want to grow your business, gain more referrals, or increase your profits, contact Fresh Media Works today. They utilize the latest technology to generate sales quickly and easily. With Fresh Media Works' groundbreaking marketing plan, you can increase your business by 10%, 20%, or more. Don't wait. Improve your sales and profits now. Just call Fresh Media Works at 713-269-4620, 713-269-4620, or visit FreshMediaWorks.com. Each week, we conclude with a special message or story from God's Corner. This is titled, The Secret. One day, one friend asked another, "How is it that you are always so happy? You have so much energy, and you never seem to get down." With her eyes smiling, she said, "I know the secret." "What secret is that?" "I'll tell you all about it," she replied, "if you will share the secret with others." I have learned there is little I can do in my life that will make me truly happy. I must depend on God to make me happy and to meet my needs. When a need arises in my life, I have to trust God to supply according to His riches and grace. I have learned that most of the time, I don't need half of what I think I do. He has never let me down. Since I learned that secret, I have become happy. The questioner was about to remark, "That's too simple," but upon reflecting over her own life, she recalled how she thought a bigger house would make her happy, but it didn't. She thought a better paying job would make her happy, but it hadn't. When was she the happiest? When enjoying the simple gifts from God, sitting on the floor with her grandchildren, playing games, eating grapes, or reading a Bible story. We can't depend on people to make us happy. Only God in His infinite wisdom can do that. If we trust Him, God in His wisdom can also take care of us. Well, that's all the time we have today on Let Go and Let God. If you'd like to learn more about me, email me, or listen to the music you hear on these shows, log on to letgoandletgod.net. We're pleased to have been chosen by FeedSpot.com as one of their top 20 contemporary Christian music podcasts. Please remember to like our podcast, write a review, or share the show with a friend. Have a blessed week, and I look forward to seeing you next time on Let Go and Let God.
Let go!